to the Tagliata Pro podcast. It is week 13 of 2024, Sunday the 31st of March. You're very welcome, guys. Hope you had a great week. So, after the pandemic, it feels like we are all online avatars now. And I often ask myself, do you truly know anyone anymore? We even had a short-lived marketplace for unique NFT avatars, or non-fungible tokens, which was a strange time. Remote work has reduced us to online avatars, which are designed to represent us on Zoom or Microsoft Teams. Our professional avatars are always cheerful and ready to help, but is that really who we are? Meanwhile, on social media, people sometimes hide behind their avatars and become toxic and aggressive. Hence the term anonymous coward or keyboard warrior is born. Most people are not confrontational face to face, but feel emboldened behind an avatar. In my own personal life, I've noticed that relationships outside of my family have become more transactional and even disposable, which is quite sad when you think about it. I sometimes think the toxicity of social media is starting to creep into real life, at least at street level, where strangers are interacting with one another in an apparently more aggressive way. I also see the same aggression and lack of empathy starting to creep into my professional life, which is sad to see. I see that not only relationships are being treated as disposable, but also people. And we see mass rounds of redundancies at the moment in the tech industry. And we see people in that process being treated with a real lack of respect. I expect work toxicity will increase as a result of online behaviours seeping in, and it will become the norm with future generations. So I ask myself, as leaders, what can we do to work against this trend? Firstly, ask your team to switch their cameras on. We don't want to see an avatar. We want to see the face. We want to see the person's expressions. We want to see how they feel. We want to see their reactions in real time. So switch those cameras on, guys. Secondly, insist that communications remain civil, especially when people disagree. The biggest source of toxicity in terms of social media is people disagreeing via aggression, personal attack, attempted cancellations, etc. You know, people have forgotten how to disagree, and that's not good from a society perspective. But at the very least, within our own organizations and within our own teams, we should encourage people to disagree but still remain friends. Thirdly, encourage discourse. People not only need to learn how to disagree again, but they also need to learn how to debate, how to formulate arguments, and how to win arguments, but how to win them in a graceful way. The analogy that I always use is play the ball, not the person. So it's okay to attack ideas, but it's not okay to attack people. And then finally, fourthly, as leaders, we need to lead with empathy. We need to put people first. We need to set an example for everyone else to follow. So in general, guys, we should never behave online in a manner that we would not do offline. But in reality, most people already do. Sadly, negative online cultures are impacting upon our offline cultures, making real life more toxic and bleak. We need more positive examples online. That's why personally I gravitate towards the EAC culture and seek other positive examples online. Any cultures that are growing online that are encouraging optimism, from my perspective, is a good thing. The vast majority of online discourse these days is pessimistic, and it's genuinely affecting people's mental health. There's lots of evidence coming out now to show that we have huge mental health issues, especially that built up after the pandemic when people were just, you know, stuck at home all day, which is obviously not our natural state. And we've got into this kind of negative doom cycle. And it may sound cheesy, and I don't care if I sound cheesy saying it, but the only way that we're going to get out of that is to re-establish hope and start to feel optimistic again about the future and start to feel that, you know, we have a bright path ahead. And as leaders, we need to point in that direction. We need to point towards the positive outcome. And we need to teach people to win and teach people to succeed and stop having a defeatist attitude. So once again, guys, don't be your avatar. And if you're on a call, switch on your camera. And better yet, if you can make that meeting face to face, go ahead and do that. So apart from obsessing about avatars this week, what else did I do? In terms of the ongoing testing of my internet search indexer for the Alpha framework, I have been making great progress this week. Really, really happy with the results. Definitely feel that it is a much better solution than what I was using before, which was Apache Nush. So I will do a few more code improvements just to cover some edge cases, but I hope to release that as soon as next week. So you will see that on my GitHub repo, which is github.com/alphadevx/alpha, or just search for the Alpha framework on packages.org and you will find me. It's been a fun project to work on, guys. Quite complicated to build a web indexer, but it's been a lot of fun. And I'm just going to keep on tweaking it and tweaking it for the foreseeable future. But so far, the performance results and the quality of the content that it's indexing have been really good. In terms of media that I am enjoying this week, I'm still in the process of finishing off Diaspora by Greg Egan. I'm still finding it challenging, to be frank. It's got some pretty trippy, heady concepts in there. You can tell it's a book that's written by a mathematician and a computer scientist, but it is very, very intelligent. It is very well written. I'm frankly speaking just struggling to remain engaged with it, and that's on me. That's not on the author. So I hope to finish that within the next week or so. But yeah, I'm finding it tough going. Its reputation is warranted. Okay, I will leave it there, guys. I hope you had a nice, restful weekend, and I will talk to you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.